Isolation defined college life in Kansas this past semester. Yes, students returned to campus after the pandemic sent them home early last spring, but many classes remained online. In-person classes had desks spread 6 feet apart, and packed football stands and crowded college parties were off limits. Now that this semester has finished, three students reflect on college life during a pandemic.
I'm Elena Hartman. I am a freshman at Emporia State, and I am on the women's basketball team. You know, if you're an athlete and stuff, they take this coronavirus serious because if you don't, then you can get shut down. Like, for instance, I'm in quarantine again for the second time. It's weird as a freshman because usually this is the year you meet a bunch of new people. I've met the team and maybe four extra people, so I really haven't met a whole lot of new people. It's just odd because you see, like, some of the girls on the team have friends outside of it. And, you know, when you go back from practice to your dorm, it's usually just me and the other two freshmen, so, like, we don't really talk to anybody else. So it's just the same people, which comes in handy, though, when coach says keep your circle small. Shockingly, classes have been very easy. I got lucky with an easy semester because I got to get all my gen eds right now. So we did online and in person, so, like, we flopped every day. And I think being online was a struggle for some teachers to really, like, push learning, and like certain things they wanted to do they couldn't do because it was online, so they kind of just dialed back and made sure we could just get done what we could. I was okay with it. Did not bother me a lot.
So my name is Tony Barr. I'm a fifth year senior at Wichita State University. Definitely the quality of education took a hit. One of my courses, engineering for the environment, I don't think this professor has ever taught in an online class before. He's very, very effective in person. I mean, the way that he shows examples and he walks through the examples, and then compare that to an online course where now you're bringing in technology, and sometimes technology is not the best. And so there's been multiple instances where the computer crashed. And so he just says, okay, I'll upload this later. And sometimes he does, and sometimes he doesn't. It's like, okay, well, there goes my education, or my opportunity to learn. Greek life is so social, and it's very intertwined amongst chapters and amongst people within chapters, and then this year it's like nothing. It's like the ocean dried up.
Okay, my name's Kyle Carr. I am a junior at Pittsburgh State University. I am the president-elect of the Black Student Association, and I am a graphic communications major. The fall semester was approaching. I was actually excited to hear that we were going back on campus, but with a lot of regulations. And then I do go to campus with everyone else, and it's like a ghost town. In the Black Student Association, we usually put on a lot of activities throughout the months. I think the biggest issue was attendance. Not a lot of people were attending events, and that's for all organizations in general. A lot of people don't want to do things through virtual because we're all tired of Zoom. And doing things in person, I think a lot of people don't want to leave the house. I'm not quite sure if that's it because I haven't really been told, but some people just don't want to go out and deal with having to wear masks or getting, you know, I don't want to say yelled at, but just getting like scolded for not wearing a mask or doing something wrong because not everyone wants to follow those rules. I think a lot of us have that feeling of, what if things get worse again? What is the job market going to look like? What is starting our lives going to look like? And I think a lot of us think too far ahead. It just feels like there's still that weight on us.
That was Elena Hartman at Emporia State University, Tony Ibarra at Wichita State University, and Kyle Carr at Pittsburgh State University. The Kansas News Service is a collaboration of KCUR, KMUW, Kansas Public Radio, and High Plains Public Radio. It reports on health, the many factors that influence it, and their connection to public policy.